Good morning, Dominator Podcast. Why did I say podcast like that? That was weird. Podcast. Good morning, podcast. It's a beautiful Sunday morning here in California. I just want to do some quick updates. I'll be streaming again off and on this week, so you'll be able to find out what times I'll be streaming. If you follow me on Twitter specifically, that's where I announce all my stream times, what's going on with the channel. And I also post on Instagram when I'm going live as well. So make sure you drop by my Twitter and Instagram. Just search for Dominator051 and I'll be the only one. So you can find me there. But today I want to talk about goal setting and how that process can be very important for your life. And achieving your goals can be very daunting at times. And I know in my life, it's this specific process that I'm about to go through and teach you has been extremely beneficial and extremely helpful, and has actually helped me achieve goals that I've set out for myself. And many people have heard of SMART goals, but I want to go over a new topic to you. But it's called SMARTER goals. You're adding a little ER at the end. But what SMARTER goals are? It's basically an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-specific, or time-based, evaluate, and revise. Now, the first portion is SMART goals is very similar to SMARTER goals, but you know, goals are important because we all have things we want to achieve in our life. We all have wants, desires, things we want to accomplish. But I was looking at a study, it says here, by the University of Scranton. I don't know if that's Scranton, Pennsylvania, just like where the office was, you know, the setting for the office. But the University of Scranton in 2014 found that only 8% of people who set out to achieve their New Year's resolutions or their New Year's goals achieved them. 64% stick it out past 1 month, and 46% past 6 months. And 8% through the end of a long-term achievement. And when I think back on a lot of my New Year's resolutions, I think I've only achieved like one of them, and that was not drinking soda for the entire year, which kind of wasn't that hard. You just don't drink soda. But I actually saw some really good benefits from not drinking soda, and it was nice. You know, it was a small goal, but hey, I achieved it. But you know, when it comes to SMARTER goals, this is going to help you be one of those 8% of people who achieved a long-term goal. It's going to get you from that bracket of 64 who gave up in 1 month down to that very specific and small group of people who've actually achieved an 8% specific long-term goal. So let's get started. So we're going to talk about the S portion of SMARTER goals, and that is being specific. And I have a good example here from my background in kinesiology, but example a lot of times in my field is, you know, I want to lose weight. That's a great goal to have. It really is. Losing weight can be very beneficial for your overall health, but that's kind of vague. It doesn't really have a lot of meat to it. It doesn't have a lot of like concrete foundation to that goal. So the more specific version I put is I want to lose 2% of my body fat composition. Now, that's a lot more specific than just losing weight. You're talking about losing fat specifically, and you're talking about maybe a number is involved when you're getting specific. So keep that in mind when you're making a specific goal. You know, it may not be weight loss. It could be I want to get a promotion. Okay, well, what promotion? You know, or I want to be promoted in, you know, 6 months. And that leads into the measurable portion of your goal, the M, measurable. How will you know when your goal is accomplished? It's great to have this, I want to lose 2% of my body fat composition goal, but in how long? Is it going to be 6 months? Is it going to be a year? Is it going to be 6 weeks? You know, you have to ask that question of yourself, excuse me, when you're making your goals, and make sure it's something concrete that you can measure. Like I said, for this example, you add a number to it, or some version or some timetable. Or if it's, you know, you want to have 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, for you content creators. That's a very specific goal. Or rather than I want to be a YouTuber, you know, I want to be a full-time YouTuber. I want to make an income from YouTube, or I want to make an income from live streaming, whatever it may be. You have to make sure it's specific. And another question you ask yourself, how much or how many? How much or how many is, how many things do you have to have in order to achieve that goal? If that's, you know, people following you, or if that's, you know, weddings that you've been a photographer for before you can go full time, whatever it may be, make sure it's a measurable goal. The next portion is A, and that's for attainable. You know, how can the goal can be accomplished? You know, not all goals that we've set out are attainable. I know this is a silly example, but I should not have the goal this year of running for president. I'm only 26 years old, and you have to be 35 years old before you can even be president. I know it's a silly example. Do you see what I'm saying, though? It has to be something that you can attain. Because if it's not attainable in a certain amount, like a realistic, attainable timetable, you're not going to want to keep going after that goal. You're just going to give up. Oh, I'm not even going to be able to achieve this thing. So why even bother? So ask yourself, how can the goal be accomplished? You know, this portion of making your goal might take a little bit longer, because it's going to require you to break it down, you know, step by step. You know, how am I going to be able to do this? How am I going to be a professional wedding photographer? How am I going to get that promotion that I've been seeking for so long? You know, a lot of those questions are what you're going to be answering during that portion of the Smarter Goal process. Now, moving on to the R, stands for relevant. How does this goal seem worthwhile for your values in your life? Now, why is this relevant to you? You know, why do you want to lose 2% of your body fat? Why do you want to be a wedding photographer? Why do you want to be a full-time YouTuber? Whatever may be, it needs to be worthwhile to you. For me, I wouldn't want to have the goal of being a professional wedding photographer. That's not worthwhile to me. That doesn't speak to who I am inside. But for you, it may be that promotion that you want. It may be, you know, losing weight or being a YouTuber or whatever the goal may be. It has to be relevant to you, not to your parents, not to your friends, not to your family, because that's relevant to them and what they want for you. But what's going to be much stronger, more foundation-based goal is whatever's relevant to you specifically. Another question you can ask yourself is, does this match, you know, your effort or our effort, if you're talking about the first person, our effort and our needs? You know, you might need to get a job. You know, that's a very vague goal. You need to get a job or in this specific industry, or you want to get a job in, you know, X, whatever, insert industry, you know, but are you putting in the work and the effort to meet that goal? Is it relevant? And is this the right time? And this kind of goes back to my little example of being president. I'm only 26. If I wanted to be president, which I don't, but this would not be the right time to be running for president. I'm only 26. I can't even run for another 9 years. Do you see what I'm saying there? So it needs to be relevant to you. Now we're going to talk about time specific, the T portion of Smarter Goals. When is this goal going to be accomplished? What can you do in a specific amount of time in order to reach this goal? And when you talk about time specific, you know, if I want to lose 2% body fat in 20 years, well, that's time specific. However, it doesn't take 20 years to lose 2% body fat. That can be realistic in 2 to 3 months. Do you see what I'm saying there? Or maybe a little bit longer. So when you make it time specific, make sure you're making your goal relevant to like being able to accomplish that goal in a certain amount of time. You know, a question you're asking yourself is when. You know, I've just put a couple, you know, examples. What can you do in 6 months, in 6 weeks, even today? You can make smarter goals for your day. You know, what can you accomplish in the day? If you have 20 things you need to accomplish in one day, that might be, and they take, you know, 2 hours each to accomplish, that's going to be a little excessive. You only have 20 Oh my gosh, I blanked on how many hours are in a day. You only have 24 hours in a day. So be specific in regards to how much time you want to achieve these goals in. An example of this for my life is, you know, when I was at starting junior college, just graduated high school, I wanted to transfer to a four-year university. And I told myself, I want to get this done in 2 years, because a lot of people in my age range or in my same state of life going to junior college, a lot of them were taking 3-4 years in junior college before they even transferred to the four-year university. So my goal was, I'm going to get this done in two years. I'm going to get all my general education out of the way. And it was a very specific time that I wanted to achieve that goal. And I also put a post-it note on my computer screen. So every single day I saw that goal, or when I was having trouble doing my homework, or when I wanted to, you know, just kind of give up or not really put as much effort as I want to, I would always look back at that goal. And you know what? I need to get this done in 2 years. And when I made decisions on what classes I want to take, I had to make sure it was specific to and relevant to my goal, which is this a general ed class that I can get done in 2 years? I kind of talked on some things I want to focus on at the end, but those are some, that's one goal in my life that I've used a specific process for and achieved a long-term goal. Yes, it was a 2-year goal, but it's one of those achievements in my life that I really look back on, and I can really, it really resonates with me. This process resonates with me because it works. A little tangent, but we're going to talk about the E portion of smarter goals, and that is to evaluate. And you want to evaluate your goal throughout the entire process of the whole you making this goal, from the very beginning of you sitting down with a pen and pencil. You just have a pen and pencil, nothing to write on. That was dumb. But from the very beginning, you're going to be evaluating this goal throughout the process. If it's a 6-month goal, maybe it's once a month check-in with yourself, and you have a reminder in your phone or on a calendar that you check every day. Hey, let me check in on this goal that I have and see if I'm measuring up. Am I meeting these internal timetables that I have for my 6-month goal, 6-week goal, 2-year goal? And when I, for my transfer goal, or my, you know, transferring to a university example, I would check in every semester, you know, am I meeting my goals? Am I on the right track? Am I taking the right classes? For the 2-year timeframe, every 4 months was relevant to me because it was a longer period of time. But if you have a 6-week goal, you can't be checking in every couple months because you only have 6 weeks to achieve that goal. Or you set out 6 weeks. You don't have 6 weeks. You've personally set out 6 weeks to achieve that goal. Let me, correct myself there. But like I said, the evaluation process is throughout the entire time you're trying to achieve your goal and accomplish it. And finally, I don't know why I scrolled there, revise. And this goes back to adaptation. You know, this is kind of bringing the entire process full circle, because sometimes we have to revise our goals depending on the needs of our life at the time. Goals might change, or things you wanted, you know, 6 months ago, 2 years ago, aren't the same as what you want now, or circumstances have changed in your life where you need to make a shift and adapt your goals to now whatever that new goal may be. Or you might have to put a goal that you had on the back burner because more relevant and more time-specific goals, do you see what I'm saying there? You see how I use the R and the T there? More relevant goals came into your life. Maybe your significant other got pregnant. You know, maybe, you know, in 9 months, you're going to be a father or you're going to be a mother. You know what I'm saying? So that's just that's a radical example. But, you know, some things in life are going to become more relevant than others, depending on just where you're at. So going back to revision, you're going to have to adapt your goals depending on what's going on in your life. And a lot of this process is very introspective. You're going to have to ask yourself a lot of questions throughout this process in order to make a smarter goal. Now, just some practicals that have helped me making smarter goals is I wrote them down. I put them to a piece of paper. I made it some physical object that I could see, and I wrote the goal down. And this is helpful because you can actually see this thing. You can see it every day. It's real. It's just more tangible. And there's something about that that can really help you achieve a goal just because it's more, I'm trying to find the right words, but for me, it's because it's tangible. It wasn't out of sight. It wasn't out of mind. It wasn't just up here and gets cluttered with the everyday, you know, activities of life. It was something I could see every single day. And another tip I have for you for making smarter goals is tell someone that you can be accountable for with this goal. That could be a significant other, a friend, your parents, whatever it may be. Make sure it's someone that you trust and someone that can really hold you accountable to that goal, or maybe even check in on you throughout the entire smarter goal process. You don't want one of your flaky friends who doesn't text you back or doesn't, you know, call you back or shows up late all the time. Actually, they might be reliable, but do you see? I'm sure you get the picture. Make sure it's someone you can trust. And this is another aspect of telling that person is, you know, now you have someone who can keep you accountable. Someone can check in on you. And sometimes we just need that motivation of, you know, dang, Sarah's going to ask me about this goal tomorrow. You know, have I done everything I need to do to accomplish this goal? Or, you know, you're going to have that phone call with a friend who's going to hold you to keeping your goals. You know, someone who's going to drive you, someone who's going to be there for you and support you through this process. Because smarter goals are awesome because it's, you know, it's achieving something that you want to accomplish, but you're going to need that support from other people in making your goals. So thank you. Okay, so we talked about smarter goals today and how it's relevant to our life. We talked about how they're specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-specific, evaluate, and revision. That is the SMARTER goal acronym. I really hope that you found this useful and relevant to your life. I know it's helped me tremendously, and I've talked about a couple examples there and throughout that process. But that's all I have for today. It's something that's been I've been thinking about a lot, and something I need to personally reevaluate some of my goals in my life for me, my wife, our family. Just check in and just keep up with each other on that. So thank you so much for watching or listening to the podcast today. You can find the video version of the podcast on my YouTube and Facebook page. It's YouTube dot, or not for YouTube, it's not a very specific address. Just look for Dominator051, or on Facebook, the same thing as Dominator051, facebook.com/Dominator051. Please rate, comment, subscribe, whatever platform you listen or watch this on. I just want to again say thank you so much for watching and or listening. You guys are the best. I'm going to keep trying to bring you relevant content every single day, at least in the podcast form, because I've been kind of putting it off and just making excuses. So I want to make a smarter goal for this podcast and for my content creation, and, you know, use the tool that I'm trying to teach other people. So I know I keep saying this, but again, thank you so much for watching and or listening. I hope you have a great day, and I hope this smarter goal concept can really help you achieve whatever you want to achieve in your life. Have a good one.